some clusters, sometimes they just look like they just didn't fully form. So we want to pull those out, and that's what we're doing by hand. Luckily, the conveyor belt is moving pretty slowly. It's not like Lucy and Ethel stuffing chocolate in their bras.
And welcome to Sip with Nikki. If you are a new listener, so excited to have you here. Thanks for joining the party. I'm your host, Nikki Lamberti. And for my old friends, welcome back. I see you, I appreciate you, and I'm so excited that you're back for more. I want to give a shout out to a very loyal listener, Jeff, in Southern California. He listened to the PetNet episode and recently went to Trader Joe's, bought some, paired it with pizza, and said it was a fantastic combination. So thank you, Jeff, for not only listening, but for being an angel and supporting the podcast. You definitely bought me a glass of wine on my birthday, and I appreciate that. If you'd like to be an angel of the podcast like Jeff, just look at the link right in the show notes of this episode. Click on Support the Podcast, and you can buy me a glass of wine as well. So it is such an exciting time here in California wine country because it's harvest. And this only happens once a year. And it is kind of like the Super Bowl for those of us who are in the wine world, especially if you make wine. And this past Monday, Michael and I had our Super Bowl or our harvest for our 2024 Sangiovese. Now, if you're a new listener, what you might not know is that my partner Michael and I have a small wine brand, and we make our wine in a method that's called a custom crush. So a custom crush is when you don't necessarily own a vineyard, but you purchase grapes from a grower, and you can purchase them by the half ton, full ton. That's typically how it's done. And then you make your wine at someone else's winery or a crush facility where you basically pay rent to use the space and the equipment. So we are celebrating 5 years of making wine for the Solovato label in this custom crush method. And so our grower is the Ramazzotti family, Joe and his son, Travis. I actually interviewed Travis back in episode number 20, so check that out. And so on Monday morning, we showed up at their vineyard bright and early with our trailer, and their team picked a full ton, 2,000 pounds of Sangiovese grapes for us. And then we drove said grapes about 45 minutes to St. Helena, which is in the Napa Valley, to the winery where we make our wine, which is called Tres Sabores, the three flavors. So this week you're coming along for harvest day. There's a couple of pieces and parts, and I'll explain as we go. But the morning, as you're listening in, the first segment is going to kick off with sounds of the vineyard and listening to everything being hand-picked. So most premium wines, which is the category that we fall into, everything is picked by hand. So you have a little curved knife and you literally pick the grapes cluster by cluster, drop them into a bin, not unlike a bus tub from a restaurant. And then once your bin is full, you dump that in the tractor bin and get a fresh one. And that's how it's done. So that's what you're going to hear. And I'm so excited to bring you along in the field on location to Harvest Day 2024. So it's September 9th, 9 a.m. It's about 60 degrees out. Beautiful, clear morning. Good morning. Hola. Morning. Buenos dias. What's up, sir?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. How's everything? You guys made it just in time. Perfect.
We're good, yeah?
We're good, yeah.
Yeah, he said that it's
this
ours.
Is yours?
Woo!
This is it right here. So you got this beautiful bottom section. Started like right at the center over there. So we got that. And then we just filled it right here with this little heavier section. So because that one is nice. Very love. That one is very ripe. This is a little less ripe here. So you combine the two.
Nice. What do you think? Like high and low?
Bricks,
if you had
25 and a half, 26.
Yeah.
So.
last week.
That was last week, so it might even be higher than that. Okay. Than that. So
it's all right. We know how to work with that.
We do know how to work with that. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Little podcast snippets. So are you okay? Mm-hmm. Since you're already a celebrity on the podcast.
Since nobody can see me right now, yeah. So as long as it's all audio, it's fine.
Yes, it's all audio, just like the first time that you rocked it. Yeah, I thought it'd be fun to hear some sounds. And
if you guys take a look, so obviously these berries here are a little plumper, a little heavier.
Yeah.
So these are typically the less ripe section. Mm-hmm. If you walk up a little further, you'll see the little smaller berries with the little dimples in them. Those mm-hmm. Taste the difference between the two. Those are really sweet. You get all like the baking spice flavors in mm-hmm. those.
I mean, that's delicious too, though.
Oh, I mean, this vineyard is incredible. So.
What a gorgeous day!
Oh my God, it's so nice.
What are you picking besides?
There's all Sangiovese.
So only Sangiovese today. Mm-hmm. This is what you wait for all year.
Well, please walk around a little bit. Yeah. Grab your pictures. I'm gonna come out, and then I'll meet you guys back at the van.
Okay. Walking up a steep slope on their estate, and their house is at the top of the hill. I'll try not to huff and puff too much into the microphone. So they're picking the upper hillside. So the noise you hear are the plastic picking bins that they kick along the ground with their feet as they fill them. And then they also toss them between the rows to each other to dump in the tractor. And then they toss them back to each other empty to fill. And it's like the pace of how this guy is picking with his knife right now, it's like this. Pick, 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 pick. Those are all clusters hitting the bins. It's probably about 8 guys working right now. Now I'm walking down the hill. Gracias, amigos. Thank you. Good work.
Thank you.
Fun.
Yeah, I say fun because I didn't have to do it, right? I just got to watch. I did pick our first vintage 2019, but it was only half a ton. It was my friend Allison and I, and then also Joe Ramazzotti and his wife Norma. They helped us. But even that took like, oh my gosh, 3 hours. So we are nowhere at the pace of his team. So we are so grateful to them for all their work. So in the next segment, you'll hear us meeting Joe at our pickup truck where we've loaded the bins on and just have a brief conversation with him.
How many years of harvest is this for you here? Do you have a count?
I can't even remember when I planted it. I think it was 1989.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So that would be 35?
Yeah, 35 years.
Right? Yeah. So happy 35 years.
Thank you.
This is our fifth year, thanks to you. 19 was the first half ton when Allison and I and you and Norma picked the half ton.
Picked that little half ton.
So this is our 5 year anniversary vintage. So thank you.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
But I have been in business since 82.
Yeah.
Actually, I worked in the vineyards all my life. Then I went off to college and then did, I told you, I logged for 2 years out in Annapolis. And then I had a food distributing business for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone in wine has always done something else. Yeah, which is cool. I like that.
Travis did an awesome job sharing the family story and the family history in that podcast that we did with him a couple months ago. He did a really good job from the family getting here and the whole thing.
No,
so,
he's
cool.
Really into it. I told him, I said, dude, it's a great life if you can make some money at it.
That's why we still haven't quit our day jobs, either one of us.
That's why we're trying to make enough money. We just want to get it to a point where it supports itself. Right?
Exactly.
And that's the joy. You can get it to that point.
Exactly. You're absolutely right.
Well, thank you. We got to take our yearly selfie of the three of us, and then we'll get out of your hair. Take these grapes to St. Helena.
We really appreciate you, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys. It's actually nice to meet you, both of you.
Thank you.
All right, drive carefully.
Thank you. We couldn't do it without you.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Bye.
So we drove our trailer about 45 minutes from Sonoma County to Napa County. And it's funny, as you make that drive at this time of year, you pass so many other big, small pickup trucks, trailers, flatbeds with just tons and tons of grapes just moving all around these valleys right now. It's such a fun thing to see. But when we arrived at Tres Sabores, Miguel, who is the assistant winemaker there, he forklifted the bins out of our trailer. And you'll hear Michael and I starting the sorting and crushing process. One thing to know is when we are recording, we both have separate lapel mics on. And one of the things that our previous producer, Catherine, taught me is when you both start recording, you're supposed to clap at the same time. And then when you're editing your audio, it's how you match them up and make sure that they're aligned. That's why they do the clapboard action. That's where that comes from. I never knew that. So I usually cut that out, but I like this one. So I'm going to leave it in because it's a cool way to kick off the sorting. So here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Harvest 2024. Ready?
All right. Michael's got the pitchfork. Doris is helping. Let's do it, girl. So we've got a conveyor belt moving in front of us. And we have bins at our feet to toss the grapes that we don't want, leaves, sticks, spiders. It's called MOG, M-O-G, material other than grapes. Yeah, sometimes you'll see a cluster that is...
Is that a good pace for you guys, or do you want me to...
Maybe a little slower.
Okay.
That is, the skins are very translucent, and that is a sign that they're not fully ripe. So we pull those out because those are gonna have higher acidity. The sugars didn't catch up to where they needed to be, and sometimes how the fruit sets. So we pull those out because we don't want that extra acidity. A little bit of raisins is okay.
Over here with the pitchfork, throwing this stuff down.
Because it'll all kind of balance out, but some clusters, sometimes they just look like they just didn't fully form. And so we want to pull those out, and that's what we're doing by hand. Luckily, the conveyor belt is moving pretty slowly. It's not like Lucy and Ethel stuffing chocolate in their bras. Slower than that. Michael, how do you think it looks?
Looks good.
Yeah?
Looks good, yeah.
This pick was just exactly a week earlier this year in the same vineyard. Last year it was September 16th.
Those are translucent there.
Yeah. And it's funny, sometimes you'll have like a perfectly purple
like that
cluster. And then you'll have like one green grape. And it's like, which of these things is doing its own thing? It just doesn't belong. It's called a shot berry sometimes when just not every single grape position set or formed. You would pull that out. Michael, you're trying to do both things?
Yeah. Want me to go slower? I'm trying to help out here.
Some of these don't quite look like raisins, but a little bit of dimpling in the skin, and that's okay. I don't like dimpling in my skin, but on the grapes, it's okay. Oh, and yes, my favorite is when we have spiders. It's like the one time that I'm tolerant of spiders, but I mean, that's a good thing. We just had some ladybugs in there. That's what you want. That's a sign of a healthy vineyard, a healthy ecosystem, right? Not using any harsh chemicals or pesticides. So you want to see life. And then as these pass by, once they've made the cut, me on one side and Doris from the Trace the Boris team, she's on the other side. Michael's at the end. They go up this electronic ladder and get destemmed. So when we're doing this right now, when we're sorting, there's still whole clusters. Once the grapes have been gently vibrated off the stem, when you see, if you think about like what a grapevine stems look like, when they're called jacks. Because that's totally what they look like. They look like you're a kid and you have the bag with jacks. So this process goes fairly quickly for us because we literally are just doing 2,000 pounds. But, you know, up at Pride, we might do 15, 20 tons today up there. So that's an all-day thing. But we're already at a third of the way through the first bin. A bin is a half ton. 1,000 pounds, so it's funny. It gives me like a throwback. So I helped with the harvest here at Trace de Boris in 2012. I had just moved from Orlando on October 1st. I didn't have a job at Pride lined up yet, and I helped here for a couple weeks, and I spent a lot of time standing at this sorting table with Doris. Doris, ¿cuántos años aquí? 15 years. So I was here 12 years ago, 2012, doing this with her, helping them with their fruit. And it's very cool because now it's my fruit. Feels different when it's yours. It feels different when you're paid for it out of your account. Thousands of dollars, by the way. So for a ton of fruit out here, depending on what it is from Napa and Sonoma, it can be anywhere from $3,000 a ton to $13,000 a ton if it's Napa Cabernet Sauvignon, which is, this is Sangiovese from the Dry Creek area. From a ton, we get about between 2 and 3 barrels of wine. Spider just flew in my hair, love it. A barrel giving you close to 25 cases, which is close to 300 bottles. I'm narrating for the podcast. She's like, why are you talking continuously? Not that that's any different.
Porque está loca.
Stop it. I'm not crazy.
And now a word from our sponsor. I got an olive tree for my birthday. How cool is that? Our sponsor, American Olive Farmer, which is based just a couple hours north of me in Corning, California, has such a beautiful lineup of olives, olive trees, olive oil, and all different products, and I'm so excited to share it with you. If you listened to episode 25 and 26 in season 1, you heard me interview Liz Tagami. She and her husband Donald have a small business growing and making beautiful olive oils and importing delicious vinegars. They have a great newsletter with recipes, and I have my eye on the heirloom tomato and pesto tart recipe right now because our end of summer garden is exploding with tomatoes. I can't wait to try that and maybe drizzle it with a little of their arbequina or Ascolano olive oil. My mouth is watering. Do you know if you've ever thought about brining your own olives at home? That's also something they can help you with. You can actually purchase raw olives from American Olive Farmer right now. Because about 6 weeks before they harvest for olive oil, the canneries who make America's pizza olives and stuffed olives, ooh, like my favorite jalapeno blue cheese stuffed olives, they harvest earlier for those jarred olive varieties. And just like with wine grapes, there's a wide range of olive varieties, and some are better suited for brining than others. So Sevillano and Manzanillo are two varieties that are great for brining, and you can buy them in 10-pound or even 20-pound boxes. Go for it. An American Olive Farmer will ship them right to your door with a full PDF recipe and guidebook on what to do with them. Now, the fully green early crop is sold out, but they're still taking orders at the time of this recording for mid-harvest olives, which just have a little bit more color to them. So make sure you visit AmericanOliveFarmer.com and use the code SIPWITHNIKKI, capital S, capital W, and capital N, SIPWITHNIKKI, for $10 off your order. Check out the link in the show notes for more information. Go see what it's all about. You're welcome.
And now, back to our show.
I like to talk. In episode 20, I interviewed Travis Ramazzotti, so he's the second generation. And he talks about how his family got started, how his father Joe came from Italy. And we're just so grateful to them because there's not a lot of this grape, Sangiovese, growing in California. And they make their own wine out of this, which we started drinking years ago. A lot different than last year. Last year, we picked a week later, and we were barely at 23. So that just shows you Mother Nature's roller coaster. You almost to the bottom?
We're to the shovel.
The shovel height. Oh, see, now we got a lot of loose berries at the bottom that just kind of released themselves. Ooh, that looks so pretty.
Sort the grapes. I want individually grapes sorted.
All right, I'm going to need you to calm down, sir. There is no washing or rinsing process. People have asked me that before. Like, do you wash the grapes? We don't. Nobody does. You don't. The last thing that you want to introduce
bugs and all,
is water that would dilute the sugars that you've been waiting and waiting. So there is no washing. These are a little bit wet, but that's mostly juice, but creating alcohol. So once we get fermentation going in a couple days and there's alcohol present, that will essentially sanitize or kill anything that you don't want. Look at our Instagram. Look at the Solovato Wines Instagram. I'll make a highlight bubble for Harvest 2024, and then you can see the video like of what you're hearing. But what you'll see is that wine grapes are small, like much smaller than grapes that we are familiar with, you know, from the store and juice and jelly. Wine grapes are pretty small. Now the Sangiovese is a medium size grape, big clusters. Now Michael is literally like throwing
good to the last berry.
Handfuls of individual grapes from the bottom of the bin. I'll jump in and do it with my feet this year. Stay tuned. All right, so we're gonna pause. Miguel will forklift the second bin over and we'll do the same thing. So halfway point.
1,000 pounds. Look at exercise goal achieved.
Here we go, second half. What's interesting is these could be different because these two bins came from two different rows in their vineyard. Table's on. So yeah, they're just from like a hillier spot and a lower spot within the same vineyard. So it will be interesting to see if there's observable differences.
I think these clusters are better.
These clusters look tighter.
Yeah.
Right?
Juicier.
Juicier. Oh, thank you. That reminds me. That's what I lost my train of thought before. I was talking about, how do you know if you're getting, you know, two or three barrels from a ton? Well, not all grapes have the same juiciness.
Not all grapes are created equal.
Right, so we'll have to see. You could have the same tonnage, but your volume will be different. That was a cameo from Julie Johnson. And just like that, she's gone. That's how it is with Julie, owner, winemaker here. We had a listener question from Carrie James.
Listener questions.
She wanted to know, do they leave behind some grapes on the vine that don't look good? And yes, Carrie, the answer is yes. So there's kind of the first sort of quality assurance sort happens at the pick, but it's really fast, right? So for the most part, what they leave behind is called the second growth. So when you look at a vine, all the clusters of grapes that you're picking for the wine are kind of in a lower position, but then you'll look up a long branch, higher position, and there'll be more clusters, but they're not as big. They're usually not fully formed, and that's called the second crop, second growth. They typically don't pick those. They're not the same sugars and development. Now, when I started making wine at home in buckets 10 years ago, that's what I would make my at-home wine with. Those vineyards would let me go in and pick what was left behind. So it's good for practicing. It still makes drinkable wine, but for premium wine, you leave that behind. So great question, Carrie. There are some fancy wineries or even smaller boutique wineries that because of the weather in a certain year and how the crop looks, they will use an optical sorter that would be at the end of this table. And it actually scans like with a laser the grapes, and you calibrate the sorter to certain density, shape, size, so the eye would very quickly recognize those translucent high acid, and then it actually uses a puff of air, like psst, 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 almost sounds like popcorn, and it literally pushes them off to the side. They don't get used. Again, this fruit looks really good, really clean, really even for just the three of us by hand. Let's get the job done. Michael, you're getting faster. Slow your roll. Miguel.
All you gotta see is parte, parte. It's because I'm going more for the size of scoop than...
Oh, have you changed your technique?
You notice?
Scoop, it's scoop
nice. It's been very nice and consistent.
Yeah, but you got excited. It got a little faster. Tractor coming in behind us from their vineyard with some Zinfandel, I believe, that their crew is picking for their wine. Busy day here today.
I think I should just come for this just to work out, huh? Good to the last drop.
Good job. And that is 2024. Sorting done. Now we're going to get in there with our feet. Sticky, very sticky high five.
So what you'll hear next is uncensored. So if there are little ears nearby, just a heads up. But we then tried to essentially punch down the grapes with the tool that's like a potato masher on a long handle. But the grapes were still pretty whole and intact because the crusher portion of the apparatus was not functioning. So you'll hear us try to do it manually, and then we totally have to pivot.
Oh. Fuck no. Should be able to use like a cordless drill and potato masher. This is like nothing. This ain't doing shit to it, other than just getting it dirty.
I think I should get in there.
But you have jeans.
Should have brought shorts.
Go do it. It's better than nothing. Can't be out here in my boxer briefs and my wine.
So this doesn't happen every year. I've done this once. But their crushing mechanism on their processing line is not working today, and we need to get these broken up so they can start to release their sugars so we can get a good sample of what's happening. So I'm getting in with my feet. I just changed my pants. Luckily I had workout pants in the car. I've got them hiked up over my knee. I'm washing my feet in a bucket of ozonated water.
Just so everyone knows, we're very sanitary around here.
Fresh pedicure. It's actually Sangiovese color, I think. It's like a ball pit, but better. All right, so I am literally knee deep. Ooh, and it's cold, and it's kind of like when you're in snow and you think you're gonna like stay on the top, but then it breaks through and you're like, oh shit, I'm up to my knee. And you kind of like sink down. I wonder what the mic will pick up. Ooh, I went far. It's like suction.
Are you satisfied by the feet stomping?
It's hard. Like, I have to hold myself up or I'm going to sink too far down. Death, I could be like...
Death by grapes.
It could be literally
don't,
to my...
Don't lie.
To it's my belly button. I could get it to my mid-thighs.
You should. Get to work.
Oh, like if I stay in one place, it's like when you're just standing in the sand. We got juice.
It's a start.
Well, this gets it started to try to do it by hand from whole grapes. It's really hard. You need a lot of pressure. So this will get it like started, and then we can do it with the... We're not even drinking. We haven't even had a sip of wine today. All right, this is good. We got juice now. All right, I'm going deep. It's going deeper now. It feels good. I can't even do like the... Because I'll fall too.
How? You can't do what?
Like Lucy, like that's what everybody wants you to do, but...
But it's like half a wine barrel.
They're doing it in 5 pounds of grapes, not 2,000. I'm going to fall... So far down.
Where my foot is, that's like knee level.
We're gonna stop the podcast recording because the arguing is happening now. Okay, bye.
You can edit that out.
So as you hear, it was a long day and it was an exciting day, but at moments the tensions were flowing. I think we need to come up with a new term, like instead of reality TV, it's reality audio. But uncensored, real. I wanted you to feel all of the emotion of the day. So that is our harvest day. And, you know, It's a labor of love. That's why we do it. We're really passionate about it. And we love bringing this wine to people's tables. So now add 2 years to the clock before this 2024 Sangiovese that you just heard starting its journey will be in the bottle and be available. But currently at the time of this recording, we have a little bit of our 2021 Sangiovese available on solovatowines.com. Check the link in the show notes and make sure at checkout you use the code PODLISTENER. And I will give you 10% off your wine order to thank you for being a podcast listener. Our Sangiovese is so delicious with all of the classic Italian pairings like pizza, carbonara, bolognese, but also just charcuterie. And, you know, one of the things that people love about our wine is it's really versatile because it's a medium-bodied, medium-tannin, fruit-driven red wine. So really can pair with so many different dishes or nothing at all. If you find yourself thinking, oh gosh, I wish I could see what they're talking about and see what they're doing, please hop on Instagram. Solovato Wines. I'll put the link in the show notes. Follow us there and then go back and you'll be able to see lots of photos and videos from Harvest. So as always, thank you so much for listening to Harvest Day. I hope you enjoyed being in the field with us. And as always, sip well.